We continue our learning Ilinish Rastavi Bemanachem Roshem Nechan Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu wearing Yoma Paragimel Mishnah Ketores Shel Shachar, the incense of the morning, and this was true of every morning. Haisa Kreva was offered on the Mizbeach, on the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Azov, Bein Dam La'evar, between the sprinkling of the blood and the placing of the limbs of the Karban HaTamid on the Mizbeach. Now, one would have thought that we should do this all, the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, on the outer Mizbeach, we should do that and go right afterwards, put the Evarim on the Mizbeach as well. So we don't do that though, because regarding the Ketores has to precede the placing of the Evarim, because the Torah says, Baboker, Baboker, or in reference, double Baboker, in reference to the Ketores, and only Baboker when it comes to the Karban HaTamid. So that's why Baboker, Baboker means has to be a little bit earlier than regular Baboker. Reminds us of the Karban Pesach. The Karban HaTamid Shel Ben Arbaim says Bo'erev, but but regarding the Karban Pesach, says it says Ben Arbaim and Bo'erev. It has both. So therefore, the Karban Pesach is supposed to be later than the Karban HaTamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So similarly here, Baboker, Baboker means earlier than Baboker. So that means that the Ketores has to precede the Evarim. So we'd sprinkle the blood, but then we bring the Ketores, and then the Evarim were placed on the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara points out that this is really not accurate either. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that after the Ketores, we had Hatavas HaNeros, the cleaning of the Neros, maybe the lighting of the Neros. So it's not supposed to be exact. The point here is just to let you know, this is not an exact sequence. It's just that it's letting you know that there was an intervening avodah of the Ketores between the sprinkling of the blood of the Karban HaTamid and the placing of the cut up pieces of the Karban HaTamid on the Mizbeach to burn. So that's what it means. The Ketores was in between, and we remind ourselves again that the Ketores had to precede the Evarim, the burning of the Evarim of the Tamid, because Ketores had a double Baboker. And then Mishnah says, Shel Ben Harbayim, the Ketores of Ben Harbayim, the other half of the Ketores that was brought in the afternoon, that's Ben Evarim La'Nesachim on a daily basis. That was brought between the Evarim, the limbs, and the Nesachim. So here in the afternoon, the Evarim of the Karban HaTamid Shel Ben Harbayim were placed on, as they were sprinkling, and they placed the Evarim on there. And then the Ketores was brought, but the Ketores was a break between the Evarim, the limbs of the Karban HaTamid Shel Ben Harbayim, and the Nesachim, and the Minchas Solis, the Menachos of flour, and the wine that was placed on the Mizbeach as well. Because it says in the Gemara quotes from the Pasuk, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Kiminchas Abo Haboker Uchidisko. What do I learn? What do I mean, Kiminchas Haboker Uchidisko? Just like the Minchas Haboker, the Ketores, came before the Nesachim. Meaning, when it came to the morning, the Ketores came before the Nesachim. So too, in the afternoon, the Ketores has to precede the Nesachim. But it doesn't say ke'evarei haboker. It says kinis kiminchas haboker. It doesn't say it has to be like the limbs of the morning, but rather kiminchas haboker. Well, I learned from there that the Ketores of Ben Harbayim only comes before the mincha, but it doesn't precede the evarim. It's because this doesn't say ke'evarei haboker. It doesn't have to be the same way, it has to be before the limbs in the morning. No, it has to be before the mincha. Okay, so that means that before the mincha, the flour offering and the wine, I'm going to bring the Ketores, but it doesn't have to precede the Evarim like it did in the morning. Then the Mishnah says, "Im hayah kohen gadol zaken uistinis." If the kohen gadol was elderly, or he was weak, or he's very finicky, very pampered, so, and we were afraid that going to mikvah in the cold water was going to be uncomfortable for him, so we would know in advance, mechamin lo chamin, they would warm up water from Erev Yom Kippur. This would be, and obviously we'd have, you can't do this on Yom Kippur, it's an Isser, umatilin, and they would pour that hot water into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, Kadesh Tafug Tzinasan, so that they could it would lose its chill. It wouldn't be so cold for the Kohen Gadol. Bryce in the Gemara says, actually what they did was on Erev Yom Kippur, they would warm up these iron bars, very thick pieces of iron, and they would place them on the fire, holding them on fire until the next day. And the time of at time of Tevila, when he have to immerse himself in the mikvah, they would take them off the fire, place them into the water. This is not Bishul de Oraisa, it's only Nisa de Rabbanon. It's a Shvus. And when it comes to Shvus, Yisurim de Rabbanon, Gzeris de Rabbanon, the rule is Ain Shvus Bamikdash. We don't have to worry about Gzeris de Rabbanon of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, they were able to do this prior to Yom Kippur and have these heated iron bars and then put them in the mikvah on Yom Kippur if he needed the water to be warm. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Heavy Ula base, HaParva. We mentioned the base HaParva already. That was the Lishka in the Azara. And it was on the top. And on top of that Pesach Parva, that Lishka, there was a mikvah for Tevila. And that was the general place where he would go. And this is officially in the Azara, where he had to go in the middle of Avodas Hayom. He would have to remain in the Azara. So, and the Mishnah says, Uva Kodesh Harisa. Yes, indeed, all the Tevilos, except the first one, had to be done in the Kodesh, had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. As it says, V'rachatz es b'sara b'mayim b'makom kadosh. Makom kadosh, he has to be in the Azara. So, Pesach Sadin shel butz peino levinam. What do they do? As we said before, they spread this linen sheet between him and the people. This is his second time going to the mikvah. First time was outside the Kodesh. This is the Beis HaParva in the Kodesh. And he goes to the mikvah again. Kidesh Yadav Viraglav. And he did Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim because of the removal of the clothing. Upashat. And then he took off the big day Zahav. Because he finishes the Tumid. He has to get ready for most of the parts of the Avodah Yom Kippur are going to happen now. And Rabbi Meir Omer, Pashat, first he would take off the clothing, and then Kidesh Yadav Viraglav. So what's it's important to understand, before we speak about the fact that he went down into the mikvah and then came up and dried himself off and changed into Big Leil Lavan, and we have to understand the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama had said that he did Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim, washed his hands and feet from the Kior, then he removed the Big Day Zav. Rabbi Meir says, no, he first removed the Big Day Zav, then he did Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. So what's the basis of the Machlokes? The Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis explains that the Rabbi Meir agrees that the two washings, the Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim, were necessary for every time you change your clothing. He agrees with that. But the question is, what purpose did the Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim serve? Tana Kama holds that the first washing, the first Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim, was preparation for the Kohen Gadol to remove the clothing. So it had to be done while he was still wearing that clothing. So he did Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim, then Upashat. But according to Rabbi Meir, the first washing was not for the taking off of the clothing. It was in preparation for the placing of the new clothing on. And therefore, what did he do? He took off the Big Day Zahav first. And then he did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after he had undressed, before he went to the mikvah, and then after he put on the new garments, he did another Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. The Gemara also says that according to Rabbi Meir, even when the Kohen Gadol changed from his Big Day Chol, his regular clothing, into the Big Day Zav at the beginning, that first one in the morning, he said you need to wash yourself twice. Now we mentioned previously, oh no, that we were short one, and he must have washed twice all the way at the end. So according to Rabbi Meir, no, he washed twice in the beginning as well, because he has to wash, according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, it's related to the fact that he's preparing to wear a new set of clothing. So they were going to be two. So by the time he finished everything, he changing back to his personal clothing, he took care of all 10. But according to, that was two washings for each of the five changes. But according to the Tana Kama, the ten washings are what? When after he put on the Big Day Zav in the morning, so then if you go through the two washings each and every time, so then he's short one. So therefore, he had to do one more Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before he removed the clothing after the avoda, before we change into big day chol. So that way, either way, we have 10. Then the Mishnah says, Yarad of a tav, Ali went down and went himself into the mikvah, again, in this mikvah above the Beis HaParva, all of it is tapog. He got up and he dried himself off once again with his tapog, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, according to the Rambam. Maybe it's a chiv, it's an obligation to make sure that he's dry and there's no chatzitza, no interposition between his body and the clothing he's wearing, so there's no water and no dirt. Hevilo, big day lovin. So now he has the big day lovin, just the four vestments, the four garments for the avoda of Yom Kippur. Lavash, he put them on. The kidesh yada varaglav, and he then, for the kavod of putting on the clothing, he did kidesh yadaim varaglayim again.